Iron Japan.
Welcome in, fans of football from the land of the rising sun. This is Gridiron Japan. Zach Kindleman in here, hosting as always with Greg James returning for the show. As many of you that listen into this podcast know, or those that are watching our first episode, part of our YouTube channel now that's newly launched, Greg is one of the regulars alongside me, along with John Gunning, who is unfortunately not here with us this week. He is covering really an extensive story in the world of sumo right now, so he has to take his attention to that. But in the meantime, you know, I get to have Greg back, at least kind of almost a subbing in for one episode.
It's nice. We're swapping out one for one, so hopefully by the next time we record, we'll have all three of us back. But he had a good reason to skip us tonight, because he's, as he described it, it's the Tom Brady of sumo. And I'm like, yeah, that I can understand.
Plenty of news about Tom Brady lately, or hype, I guess, if you will, in the American world of football, that is. So
yeah,
totally understandable. I mean, for John's work, I mean, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Greg, what have you been up to, man? I know you've been kind of busy, I understand.
It's been busy. It's, you know, unfortunately the job has gotten in the way of football. So, I mean, that's the only way to kind of describe it. And, you know, we've had my wife and I, I'm in school too. I also go to school, and my wife and I are, unfortunately, our dog passed away at the beginning of the month. So, sorry, you know, we're adjusting to life as, no longer dog parents. So we've had a lot going on. It's even, you know, work and everything else has even affected the CFL side of the ball for those who listen to our podcast from the 55-yard line. So, you know, I'm around. I'm still on social media. And we're coming back, actually, before we get into talking Japanese football. Next week, Scott and I will be sitting down with Michael McCambridge, who, if you love football history, then you should know the name of Michael McCambridge, and wrote the great book on the NFL, America's Game. So that's where we're, you know, so, but with that said, enough about me.
No, it's fantastic though. You know, good to hear, you know, I mean, as much as it's been hectic, you know, and things going the way they are, you know, glad to have you back in with me, and glad we're getting to talk some X League and football, at least, and Japanese football being on here, you know, and I guess we'll dive into it. So last episode, you know, it was me and John. We talked really about just kind of week one in X League Super, and as well as week two in X League X1 Area. So another 2 weeks have passed by, meaning another week for each one goes by, you know, the bi-weekly thing,
right?
You know, coming up here for us after if we're recording right now, week three of X1 Super is about to be taking place in just a few days as of this recording. So, you know, we'll be getting into that here shortly. But let's just kind of dive back a bit, you know, take a step back, kind of look at least me and John's predictions. I'll give you, in the case, him and I were pretty much aligned the same way in terms of X1 Super. We made X1 Super predictions last show. And in that case, if we're looking back at kind of the results here, him and I were both correct, just not in terms of score, that is. In terms of
predicting, you got the wins and losses right.
Right. Like Fujitsu and Panasonic, we both were on the same page. We're like, you know, Nojima plays it close, and they did. They were down. They were up three going into the third quarter, for crying out loud. Very defensive struggle. And then Panasonic just, you know, decided to run away with it.
Yeah.
But you know, between Panasonic and Fujitsu, you know, we predicted those scores were different. The only one that we kind of exchanged different opinions on, and maybe, you know, I'm obviously going to be atoning for here. He picked OBIC and I picked IBM, just based on how close they played, you know, Elecom, and for how much I love the passing attack that the Blues have, or that the Big Blue have. I almost did it again, Greg. keep me in check.
Well, and, I mean, you're at least getting the color right. I mean, it's not hockey, but still, it's, you know, they do have blue in the title. So, yeah, you're good. You're good.
just keep myself in check with the name. But, you know, I got a little cocky with IBM, I think. And I know BJ Beatty had a little fun with me on Twitter on going, oh no, we're gonna make you regret that choice. And
yeah, he was thumping on you a little bit.
For the most part, yeah, they did. I mean, they jumped out to a 21-3 lead. They commanded the game for the most part.
Oh,
defense
yeah.
Was defense was for up until garbage time was, you know, turnover machines and stop getting stops whenever necessary.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, too. I mean, I don't really use this compliment too often, but they kind of look like the 85 Bears out there a little bit.
At times, yes. At times, yes. I think that's a great way of looking
the
at it.
The early season 85 Bears. We're not talking end of the season where they were just blanking everybody out. It's like, you know, you had something special when they, you know, yeah, they would turn it on. Yeah, they would give up, you know, they gave up some points. That's to be expected, but they just dominated.
Right. I mean, they ran away with it early and, you know, they almost kind of hit cruise control at some point. You know, sure, it was a 21-point difference, but there was really never a doubt. At some point, by halftime, there was really not a doubt at all. And I remember just like, I was up late, of course, you know, 13-hour distance between East Coast US and Japan. And I'm seeing, you know, ISJ tweet about the score. I'm going, oh, great.
Yeah. I was asleep when that happened. It's you're young and single compared to me, who's old and married. And I'm like, I got up the next morning, I'm like, kind of like, oh, okay, all right, like I'll catch us on the replay.
Yeah, man, no kidding. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I that's kind of how I felt about it. It was just, you know, they just made for the Big Blue, just the offense, it made their day a living hell for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, interceptions, just generally good stops, you know, you name it, they did it correctly. Right. And really that was the one I think was more surprising. I thought it'd be closer. You know, the other two, I think me and John really kind of discredited as, well, maybe they could be close, but reality, these are the ones we expect to be maybe more the obvious blowouts just based on, you know, Fujitsu and then Panasonic. I mean, crying out, Panasonic dropped 71 on the creators 2 weeks prior.
But, you know, they were 10 points away from, I mean, yeah, they got 22 points and, you know, Fujitsu got 32. It's a lot. 10 points is a lot closer than 70 points. So,
I mean, this was a one score contest. It was a one score contest in the second
half.
It was 22-16 at one point, and really one interception kind of derailed the entire momentum, any momentum that the Graders had.
And then when you're watching it, you're like, oh crap, they could win this thing.
Right.
You know, they didn't, but they could have.
There were shots.
Yeah. You know? Unlike that first game where, you know, you just watch the highlight. Man, it's like watching a JV team against a college team. And to be honest, I mean, when you get beat that bad in a game, it's even if you're the team that got beat, you're going, yeah, we look bad out there. Yeah, we look bad. But in this game, no, they looked for a team that got slaughtered in their first game, they look good in this game. So hopefully they have nowhere. Hopefully they continue on the upswing so long as everybody, you know, so long as I don't cancel the season because of COVID.
Right. Well, hey, props to getting in the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 2 weeks probably helps that a bit. You know, it's a little different when you have a 1 week turnaround in a normal football league and have to go, oh crap, we have to erase that and bury that game as soon as possible and then get ready for the next week, you know, and then you get 2 weeks to kind of get that memory out, you know, but give the creators credit. I mean, like I said, Fujitsu, you know, for what it's worth, you know, we're talking the powerhouses in the league and how John in this show's talked, you know, we know it's Fujitsu, Obic, Panasonic, and then, you know, everyone else.
And that's what the standing else. Show right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Elecom, for crying out loud, main reason they're fourth is based on a tie and that they got a bye week for Mitsubishi calling it, you know, a forfeited game.
So, yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting because I'm right now in this, you know, this is what happens when you're on live TV. Well, YouTube TV, I guess we'll call it. I am looking for the box scores and have you been able to find them on the website in terms of the box scores?
That has been a challenge for me. I'm not going to lie. That has been a challenge. I don't know. I might be missing something. But
yeah,
I cannot.
I don't know if you. I don't think you are right now. I'm taking a look here. Because I mean, football is a numbers game, and you know, for a guy like me who loves stats, frustrating when you don't have stats. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, the highlights tell the story, but the numbers, you know, dig deeper in terms of, you know, really how good some of these how good some of the teams are and how bad some of the teams are.
Right, right. Well, and I think you also. Like I said, you get highlights and you get like those, you get the stats. I definitely think, you know, football, you can argue that it's not like basketball or baseball where,
right,
you know, you can look at a stat sheet and instantly go, ah, I see what happened here. You know, yeah. You look at an inning or you look at a quarter in basketball, yeah. You go, oh, well, they just went on a big run and kind of never look back. You know, football, you can have a team dominate double yardage, but still lose by 14 or something.
Oh yeah. Like I've been in those games on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, you know, yeah, it's when it comes to football and numbers, yeah, the numbers tell the story, but man, it, you know, it just tells you when you've got games like that, just how important the special teams is. And there was a lot of good special teams play this past week,
mm-hmm.
Which I saw. I mean, I was impressed.
Yeah. I would say that is a good observation. Yeah. I think, you know, in terms of that, you know, really good on terms of and the punt units, you know, we're talking block punts and such, a lot of those mm-hmm. coming up, you know, and I know various levels of play, even between, you know, area and super, you know, that's a little more common, it seems like, you know, and
right.
just depending on who you're facing, but still yeah. like, you know, some good tons and kicking, you know, for crying out loud, we had a kicker go to the CFL this year from X League. So, you know, I think it's almost expected you get some quality kickers out in this league.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get a Japanese player back, a Japanese kicker back in the CFL. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I that'd be nice. You know, we got one on the Alouettes that's you know, at least there with Lee. So
Yeah. I mean, there's some great players, and it's just, you know, and that's the thing about, you know, us doing this show is at least shining a light on the guys who are open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, BJ, our buddy BJ, you know, it, you know, he would, you know, he's always told us there's some great players here. Just a lot of people, you know, it's the exposure.
True.
Yeah.
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 It would help, and yeah, that it helps. You know,
which is frustrating as I'm looking at this website right now, looking at numbers and seeing who's leading the league, and you know, hopefully the X League decides to improve their website a little bit so we can get an idea in terms of, now I have right up here, you know, in terms of pass, you know, it, for those of you listening who have not gone to the website, do yourself a favor and use Chrome and use a translation. There's a translation option for the website, because otherwise, if you don't read Japanese, you're not going to be able to figure it out. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at right now in terms of just who the rushing, I'm looking at rushing leaders, and I am looking at passing leaders. And you've got, you know, unfortunately, and this sounds really bad, and I probably should have been way more prepared than I was tonight, but in terms of just, you know, let's see if I can get this to translate.
Well, here, I'll tell you one thing on passing.
Massimato is leading the league in passing with IBM.
Right, and that was the key. That was my key to why I thought Big Blue was going to beat Obik. I thought
right.
with how Massimato looked against Ellicom and just the way that, you know, if you remove some of the mistakes, because the reason they tied was because they just made too many offensive mistakes, really. And especially special teams, just two kickoff return for touchdowns, you remove those. I mean,
yeah.
Big Blue gets a win, and we're not talking about how they're in a rut already. You know, right. I thought Massimato would come in and you would see them at least put up a better fight. And Obik just came ready to play after a week off and essentially made his day horrible, like pretty much uncomfortable for most of the day. You know?
He was. I mean, that's an understatement. That's a great way to state it. Yeah. It made him very uncomfortable in the pocket.
Yeah.
When the pocket existed.
That's really what they played into that, you know? And then, I mean, obviously, you know, you got Beatty on that side leading that unit. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that they're ready to go. There, but still, you know, and then that's not taken away from Obik anyway.
Right.
I mean, if we're talking about, you know, you want to talk about QB play. I mean, Jimmy Rockley, I mean, UC Davis product himself, kid came to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is, I mean, there's only, you know, we're two games into the season right now.
Two games going on.
You got the third game. Mm-hmm. So it's this week that's going to shake out, you know, the cream of the crop's going to start, you know, the cream's going to start rising and everything's else going to start falling. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking at the rise and I'm looking at the creators, and clearly right now they're at the bottom of the pack with two losses. But it's that middle part, you know, with Obik and with Kobe and with even Big Blue. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, they're not to be discounted because I mean, even though Panasonic and Fujitsu were in first place, tied for first, you know, there's still a lot of football left to be played.
No doubt. Well, and the two matches these first 2 weeks have really been, as we've talked and as John's reiterated, you know, it's been the big guys versus really the ones that are usually at the bottom. So yeah. In terms of just usual record and, you know, who gets the better prospects, you know, or teams stick around for longer, you know, as you're saying, as the season goes on, we're going to see that shaken up and we'll get to we'll get a better sense of who really is, you know, cream of the cream. I mean, sounds redundant, but cream of the cream of the crop, you know, who's the top right there in terms of the top dogs, you know, and then the main, most interesting part of this will be who's that fourth one. Because I mean, right now, you know, like I said, like we've talked, IBM, bad spot there, you know, like I said, that tie really has messed up the entire thing, I think, for them. Early going.
And just kind of put this in a historical perspective for those who are listening, American football fans, and don't know much about the X League. Keep in mind that kind of the way the X League is designed right now is very reminiscent of the way the NFL was in the 20s and the 30s. Mm-hmm. Because back then you had your top teams. You had the Bears, you had the Redskins. I mean, and then, you know, if I have to use a historical analogy, the Tokyo Gas creators are the Chicago Cardinals of the X League right now, as of right now, just looking at the standings. So you've got, like you said, you know, you got the top dogs there that are usually traditional. But with that said, you know, in Japan, they don't have a college, you know, so that's the enjoyable part about watching this league is it's very much seeing, to me, I look at it and I'm like, okay, this is the way the NFL used to be, because these are club teams. Mm-hmm. And the NFL very much was, you know, even though it was professional, I mean, the guys weren't paid a whole lot. So for me, it's enjoyable. I'm seeing patterns here that are very reminiscent of that era back in 100 years ago when the NFL started.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I get that. I'll tell you one thing with the creators, and something that I know we've talked about on this show and that stood out, you know, their quarterback, their import quarterback, Gerard Evans, you know, part of the reason that they were even able to keep up with Fujitsu, solid performance for week two, you know, as well.
Right.
He threw an interception that kind of iced any chance of them keeping up or maybe upsetting Fujitsu in the third, but still.
Yeah, but it was respectable.
He's a dual threat QB, you know, and was able to move the offense efficiently against one of the top three units in the entire league. So, you know, that's good signs. And when you are going to be talking about fighting for mid-pack, their matchup is with Elecom this week. You know, now credit, last time I bet against a team that two plus weeks off, I got, you know, a little kicked in. I got kicked in the butt for that. But still, I mean, I'm liking what I saw. And last time I saw Elecom, I went, okay, you shut down the special teams. I didn't see much that impressed me. So I don't know. When we make those predictions in a little bit, maybe I surprise some people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, any given Sunday, and as it's appearing that that adage is going to hold true, because there are no Saturday games. If I'm reading the schedule here, and we got three games on Sunday. So you just don't know what'll happen. And, you know, we're not getting to predictions yet, but I'm thinking this is going to be, and you know, you got IBM and Panasonic playing a rematch.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about, you know, let's use the CFL example. I mean, we had a rematch not a couple of weeks ago, and I'm honestly, I'm thinking, what was it, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan? Either way, the rematch was completely different from that first game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got that rematch. So, you know, IBM's going to hope, you know, I'm guessing he's going to try to, is going to retool. So it's, the challenge is then on Panasonic to kind of rise to that challenge in terms of how they, you know, because when you get beat like they got beat, well, clearly whatever they were doing going into that game, they were doing wrong. So you're facing the same team who's, you know, really with only, what, 7-day period. So their memory is going to be fresh. And so the challenge then being on IBM, how do you change the outcome? It can be done. We see it all the time, especially, like I said, in a similar league like the CFL with only 9 teams, where you have those back-to-back games quite often. So, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I take that back. It's not a back-to-back game. I'm looking at, IBM is not a, IBM okay. Panasonic's not a.
Yeah, you're. I think you.
I flipped it. Yeah.
I see what you did there. Because I was going to stop. I was going to maybe bring.
Oh,
it up,
yeah. No, that's my bad. It's it's my bad. Sorry about that.
Ah, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
got all these. Well, with both area and super. I mean, it gets mixed up. Yeah. You know, last question on the super before we kind of just eyeball the area results from at least the previous week here.
Yeah.
Your takeaway from Nojima and Panasonic, sloppy Panasonic performance or better Nojima performance overall?
I think a little bit of both, but, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's just after with week two, it's really hard to tell.
That's true. I am leaning sloppy Panasonic just from some of the turnovers. Because, I mean, Nojima, one of the main reasons they got their touchdown was because of a fumble recovery in their own territory. So that's why I'm leaning that. But I mean, even then, you also got to credit the defense for even causing this opportunity.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that's where I'm like, which one is it? You know, and that's implications for the mid pack, like we're talking as well.
And that's, in football, that's always kind of the frustrating for me when I'm looking at scores and I'm hearing commentators talk about the offense. You know, you got to give the defense some love because, I mean, playing it, you know, I mean, the defense in usually every sport, but football, a good example, usually doesn't get enough credit.
Right. Yeah. I feel you. You know what? Talk of defense, I guess, and I only bring this up because of Nojima and Panasonic. Can we bring up, can we bring up one of the players of the week, the X League highlighted here? And I'm talking number 39 himself, Jabari Williams. That man, A, is one of the largest men I can see move at that speed I have ever seen. I'm not joking. Like one of the, that 17 point run, he recovers a fumble and takes it for 6. And I'm just going, dude, how big is this guy? Like, he is a speedster. I believe he's lineman from what I could, no linebacker, but you know, he's playing up near the line most of the time anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just dang, you move.
Yeah. And you and I have both been on played, you know, when we're younger played, and we just know how much that takes out of you running that ball if you're not used to it on the defense. So Yeah,
I was just impressed at the speed. And he was back there like it seemed like any chance or any major play in that game or contest, it was just, he was there every time, you know, definitely a monster. I'm going to be watching out more for him as the season goes on, but I had to highlight that before we move.
Oh yeah, no, I'm glad you did. Cause like I said, the defense does not get, you know, I'm looking at the stats right now and even like the X League website is nice 50-50 with offense and defense, but you know, unfortunately that run back is not reflected. I'm looking for it right now to see if they've reflected it anywhere, and that's not reflected, which is frustrating. Yeah,
the only place you can really find it is their YouTube page in the highlights for that game, they do have an MVP like segment of his highlights too, so it's probably in that one as well. But
yeah,
you know. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they really pump social very well.
Right. Well, and for everybody who's watching and listening, if you really, the games are available on pay-per-view via the X League, which is great because, I mean, I'm a little behind on watching some stuff. They're all there. But if you don't have the money and if, you know, trying to purchase something on a Japanese website is it's not easy. It took a little doing.
Yeah.
Even with the help I have here at home.
I still it's rough. The Furuyama section is what is the like one gate of mine.
Yeah.
In this. I get it. It's part of how that works over there. I'm just like,
right.
It's not working. Yeah. Like I'm trying. I'm like, it's not working. I'm keeping up the league best I can. And I'm doing every bit of research before these shows, but I'm just right. like, it's definitely not getting in for me. Right
now, yeah. So. Yeah. But you know what? But as you said, though, I mean, the teams are doing, from what I'm seeing on YouTube this season, and even the X League is kind of stepping it up with highlights.
They do have pretty extent. I mean, the YouTube page isn't bad. Like I'll give you that. It definitely has everything in terms of like, you want the game highlights, the main stuff. Yeah. It's got there for you in a decent amount of time. You want,
yeah.
they're highlighting people that are big time players in X1 area and super this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're doing off game week content with like mic'd up stuff. There's mic'd up
yeah.
like, clips. Like there's one for IBM for their contest with Big Blue, just practice film and other things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's kind of neat. That's neat.
You know, and this being our first YouTube, you know, our first of, this is episode number 5 for us. So this is the first of the video. Right. So yes, as sir. We kind of go along here, and actually you'd be, you know, for those of who are listening to this, if you are looking for this, if you're listening to us on the podcast, which most people are, because right now we're only a podcast, but you can find the YouTube of this at gridironjapantv.net.
Yes, that's right. That is very
and
right.
Check I out. Tried to get the .jp, but yeah, it wasn't happening there.
Yeah, we do works, the best so. We do the best we can. You know, but you gotta give I mean, I got to give you props for managing the website you have.
Hey, so. $12 is $12. You know what I'm saying?
Fair. You ain't wrong. You aren't wrong.
Like I said, man, this is a team effort, man. I'm enjoying this. I just feel bad. I missed the last show.
Ah, you're here now. we'll make the same joke when John comes back next show.
Yeah.
let's jump in, at least get our get some just quick analysis on X1 area here.
All right.
Just look at like the past week is of this recording for X1 area. Some things are becoming clear. For example, the Deers. Yeah, they're good.
Oh yeah.
They're real good.
Right.
I mean, we're right now, the main talk is, of course, with, you know, knowing that there's 4 teams that are going to move up next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which ones stand out? Yeah, there's no question that they'll be it. unless there's a catastrophic failure here in terms of how they're put together. They are looking real good. I would love to definitely going to be going to be talking to my buddy Ian Park over there and being hey, you guys are killing it right now.
Yeah, we need to have, and that's the other thing, we need to get it. As we move forward, we got to bring all these guys in the show.
Oh, I'm going to get him. He's a great chat. He's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think him and I have got talked back and forth on Twitter yet.
Oh no, so. he's fun. You would like him on here. He's good. X1, but yeah, like the Deers really, Jesus Christ, they have been looking good. Just, I mean, this is a second blowout they've had, or second shutout they've had already in their season. Other regulars that have shown up, you know, the Caterpillars.
Yeah.
Surprised. They did their business again. The Silver Stars, a little tougher of a contest. They did have a shutout though, but you know.
I mean, I do love a team named after a beer. So
yeah. Yeah. The Silver Star. And I another similar thing with the Blue. I corrected it. So if John's listening, he knows I backtracked. And then, similar thing, the Ashi Soft Drink Challengers, you know, took care of business against the Black Eagles. Oh, that's a tougher contest, a tougher out, because the Black Eagles, I think, you know, a little bit better put together contest. And then even same thing with the Suns.
Yeah. I was just going to mention the Suns, because, I mean, right before we went on, I was, you know, refreshing my memory. But the Suns looked really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, remember that week 1 contest they had against the Challengers? That's one of the best games so far in the season. In terms of that,
yeah.
and we had another one that, yeah, I guess you could qualify here because, you know, between Fujifilm and, you know, the Pirates themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, by Fujifilm, I'm of course referring to
Minerva,
that is. And of course, Penta Ocean Pirates is what I was meaning when I'm being Pirates, just clarifying for those listening.
I still, you know, I hate saying this, but I still see the Purdue Barlow Makers when I see that logo.
Well, it's funny. It's kind of funny because watching that, I went, okay, so you got the Purdue logo in like kind of blue, silver, and like black, and then Ohio State knockoffs with an M logo on the helmet. Because yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a Big Ten matchup in Japan.
Right. Yeah, because I was watching that going, what? Oh, that's right, Ohio State.
Maybe like 2 decades ago, you'd say, oh, Purdue beating Ohio State. I could see that. Nowadays, yeah. I'm like, no, not right now.
Well, I mean, hopefully as we move on, we'll talk, not this show, but at some point we'll talk about aesthetics and uniforms. Because yeah, I'm all about the fashion in football.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I love a good looking trim, like uniform design wise, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, plus also production. A lot of these guys have Adidas, so I mean a lot of them are pretty
right.
solid
right.
designs anyway. Yeah. But that this contest though, you know, that one that stood out the most, traditional back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a game winning field goal for the Pirates too, you know, right as the time as clock expired. It's funny rewatching the highlights of it. It almost seemed like anticlimactic how the celebration was at the end. And I know that it's not like roaring fans in there, but
right.
you saw the kicker walk off. I'm like, dude, he just won the game. And then you see a coach come, like celebrating. He's like, and he's like, oh yeah, I just kicked the game. I'm like, doy.
Well, it's maybe at some point we'll have, you know, we'll see fans rushing the field.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be awesome. But, you know, I mean, you know, unfortunately, you don't see that in the NFL anymore for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, the CFL, not yet. But, mm-hmm. yeah. But, yeah, like you said, it's just like, oh, well, yeah, it's, yeah.
It was just kind of funny to me, like a little jarring. I'm like, all yeah. right, like anytime now you guys can all like crowd him and like celebrate. But of course, too, like, I mean, it's clubs. So, like, you know, this is like, yeah, good game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Talking like soft, almost like softball rules with the buddies.
Right. Know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just talking about watching the games for those who are listening who haven't watched a game yet. But the one thing I like about watching all of these games is the stadiums that they play in are very much neighborhood stadiums. They have that old school feel. Because the great thing about what you're not in a big stadium, but you're in a neighborhood. You see the buildings behind you, and it is kind of a nice feeling. So, you know, obviously the crowds aren't as big, but you know, they're decent sized crowds for a club sport, which is nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I like the venues. I like the venues that they have. You know, a lot of them, of course, they're not all individual. They do reuse some, but like they still look really good, you know.
Yeah.
And the
one thing about Japan is, and you know, I mean, facilities are always well maintained. You know, there's the Tokyo Dome. You know, John's been there. I haven't. I've just heard people talk. Very well maintained for its age. Koshin Stadium, the oldest baseball stadium there, and the only one that I've actually been to, incredibly well maintained. So that's the nice right. thing about for anybody who is, you know, anybody's thinking about going to Japan, you know, going to Japan to play football. The one thing, you know, obviously it's not CFL, it's not NFL, but the facilities, they're good facilities.
Yeah. Yes, they are. I like, it's just, you also get a look into like, I don't know, some Japanese just in terms of like the cityscapes, they're very unique to US ones too. Like some of the,
it is
and all that. So,
you know, is somebody, like, you know,
it's a peek into a different world as well.
It is. You know, I've told this to you offline. I can't remember, but for me going to Japan the first time, and I flew into Osaka and I flew into the old airport and had a friend pick me up. And the first place I saw neon was in downtown Osaka. Oh. And being a big Blade Runner fan, the movie,
mm-hmm.
it was, oh my God, this is Blade Runner. And it is
right. Japan so is one of the, yeah. It takes so much influence in that film.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing about Japan. It just, things are kind of familiar, but yet different. And for those who are want to go, and I'm going to be hopefully going here soon within the next year, going back, it brings out the sense of wonder in me,
mm-hmm.
which is why I loved it. I mean, I married a girl from Japan, so it tells you how much I loved love being there. Fair. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And it's, you know, kind of reminiscing here. I'm looking forward to going back and watching, you know, not this season, but hopefully next season, catching a lot of these X-League games in person.
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to get you from the like reporting live.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
From the sideline,
that would be awesome.
That would be amazing. I could just see right now getting interviews with some of the guys right there. You know, that would be.
I'll do my best Howard Cosell, and you're there too young for Howard Cosell.
But. I mean, yeah, I know who he is, but yes, you're right. I can't relate directly to Howard Cosell.
Yeah, but. No, I know. And it's funny because John being from Ireland, neither can he.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's it's interesting. You know, when we've done these podcasts, the interesting thing is, you know, not only our generation gap, but also the culture gap. It's been true. And that's the fun part of doing these.
Yeah. I mean, again, these are for me, this is just like learning experience every show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take it. So go.
And I know I've completely digressed. So let's get back.
That's fine. I like side trips, you know, and all that. It happened. I mean, we do this every show. I mean, that's just the thing. You know, any final thoughts on Area? You know, because I mean, it's kind of another week of like, this is who we expected to win for the most part.
Yeah.
It's just like, I almost think we, for right now, similar deal to what we were talking with Super. We're just waiting for the big dogs again to kind of meet up, like how we saw the Suns and the Challengers meet up in that 1 point contest.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, next time opportunities, by the way, we will have at least one of those type of matchups with the Deers. They are going to face the Silver Star in a matchup October 10th. So
that's going to be a good game.
That's one you're going to want to watch out for that Sunday. I mean, that's going to probably be the deer's biggest challenge to date so far in this young season. So same for the Silver Star, mind you, both are undefeated. They're going to, one of them's going to have to come out or they tie. I mean, hey, that's possible.
Well, and the great thing about the Japanese league, the X league is, you know, even though you've got basically it's separated, but on either side, it's entertaining football. I mean, it is good ball.
I watch for the trick plays. I told John this last show. I love they use trick plays way more, it seems, at times in this league, and they're creative ones too. So that's kind of the side I look for, as well as just like, you know, some of the more well-built teams. You know, they just look really good.
And, you know, in this past week, I mean, you did see some power. Well, I'm sorry, with the Super, there was some power football being played.
Yeah.
Which I kind of liked. I mean, no, I take that back. I like seeing power football. I like seeing the running game.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, you know, grind it out, kill the clock, but also, you know, it's because it's more demeaning to, you know, that's something I was always taught playing football. It is more demeaning to drive a football down the field, like multi-play run game type of drive, kill like half a quarter. Right. That is demeaning and just agonizing. If you are the
That will suck the life out of a defense. I mean, because it's so time consuming and being on defense, and you play defense, so you know.
I played three sides.
So you just know it's like, you know, by the end of that drive, you're like, okay, just give him a touchdown. Let me go rest. Because you're completely on their side, they're gassed, but really it's only one guy that's really gassed.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and if you're running that power drive down there, you're not going to need the power guy for the next time. By then it's, you know, but the art of the fullback, as I like to say, it's a dying art, but you know, I saw some glimpses of it, which was nice.
it shows up in the, it shows up in these two sections. I do like yeah. that. You know, it's kind of a mix of old and new, you know, it's like, I've told you about Europe, like Europe. And from what I've talked to, Europe's a lot of like stuck more base concepts in the past at times. But this feels like experimentation meets traditional, and
right.
that's pretty unique for even like, I mean, American football, for crying out loud. It's all about what's the next best big thing, yeah. you know, like air raid, RPOs, yeah. you know, all that modernized offense, right. you know?
Well, and, you know, much like baseball, and as you can see, I'm wearing a Tokyo Giants hat here tonight because mm-hmm. We're about ready to enter into playoff with the, you know, playoff, yeah. you know, the Japanese series is going to be starting here in the next few weeks. So the playoffs are entering.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the great thing about, you know, as I'm watching, much like with baseball with Japan, you know, it's very much, you know, it's a sport we all can understand. But as you know, and, you know, we, you know, this year we've been fortunate enough to be at the same ballpark, though at different times. The X League is a different brand of football. You know, it's a nice mixture and it's different, you know, because the NFL plays basically a CFL style game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's true. And, but it is a nice mixture. It's very reminiscent of kind of the way the NFL was in the 80s.
That's again a good comparison, you know. New concepts meeting old tradition and kind of that right. change of the guard type of mentality, you know. I mean, I think like the 49ers, you know, how West Coast offense revolutionized the game back then, you know, and now it's just a commonplace in the league. You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows how to counter West Coast anymore. So,
right.
you know, go figure. But yeah. that's a good comparison. Let's see here, Greg, let's wrap things up as we move on. It's pick 'em time. And we've been all hinting right. at it here. Go back to our, as we stated at the beginning of the show, we do pick 'ems for X1 Super. So we're going to do that for this show leading into your X1 week 3 weekend or autumn section 3, as they listed in the, you know, the English yeah. translation. And we'll go just kind of top to bottom here. If you're looking on the website. So first, Nojima versus Obik. Again, all these contests are Sunday. The only Saturday one, well, it's really a forfeit because the Lions are right. forfeited their first four games now of the season, maybe more. We're going to find out. So we'll see. Yeah. So Fujitsu kind of gets a bye and really a free pass. So Nojima is taking on Obik. As we talk, Nojima played their best game of the season in the young season so far, was leading yeah. against Panasonic, defensively looked stout. Obik. Yeah. I mean, they came off really 4 weeks rest and yeah. had their way. What are you looking at here?
I'm not going to bet against BJ. How about that?
That's fair. And you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm doing the same thing.
I'm actually calling for a shutout in this game.
Shutout.
Yeah. I'll say a shutout.
I'll tell you what, I'll give them 3.
Okay.
Or actually no, 7, because in garbage time.
That's fair enough. Yeah, garbage 35, time.
35-7 Obik for me.
All right. I'll say 28-3.
Okay.
Let's see how close we get.
That's good. But yeah, I'm not betting against BJ again. I know he listens to this show. I learned my lesson, so I'm backing off at least till we get like you guys playing Panasonic or like, you know, or you get upset. We'll find out.
Right.
Second matchup on the docket is the team I took my bets on and unfortunately did not live up to what I was expecting. But hey, who knows? Maybe things turn around. IBM gets a god awfully rough start to the year in terms of their schedule. They get to go and play Panasonic after getting whooped by the Seagulls 2 weeks prior. Panasonic just came off of what was probably, I would say, ugly for them in most part, as we discussed, kind of sloppy play. IBM, pretty similar case, just really sloppy and almost looked at times just overwhelmed. I'm kind of saying you're going to see maybe a similar case here, unless, you know, Masumoto comes out and they've corrected errors in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take, you know, I've got two screens up here. So I'm looking at the matchups and I'm looking at the standings. And I've also got kind of the, I'm, you know what? I got to go with Panasonic.
I'm the same. I mean, even Jabari Williams himself too, the animal that he is.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I mean, you get another chance of him to get unleashed here.
Well, and you know, not to, you know, no disrespect to IBM, but I just, you know, I just think Panasonic's a better team.
Yeah.
And the better technology too, but that's a whole nother subject. Panasonic versus IBM. Yeah.
Kind of funny how that works when you do those little battles. I know that they're not direct company teams, so to say, anymore.
Right.
But you know, it's still funny. You know, get sponsors at least.
Yeah.
I do. That's a good laugh.
Yeah. So you know, in this game, you know what? I'm gonna go 42 to. You know what? I'm gonna get kind of a repeat from last week when Big Blue went down. So about 42 to 20.
Okay, that's fair. I've got this as a closer matchup, but Panasonic I think will handle. It'll be similar like last week where they'll jump out of the gate, and IBM gets most of their points in garbage time because they have a decent enough roster to get at least 20 on the board. You know what? Yeah, give me like 48-21. Okay. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we're
kind of in the same ballpark.
I don't think you see a repeat sloppy effort for the standard they have to, the impulse have to live up to. I mean,
yeah,
you can't repeat after 2 weeks of practice again.
Right.
Because IBM, you can argue, is a better roster than Nojima. And, you know, they got lucky against Nojima really for a good quarter of play. So you can't do the same thing again with IBM, just being honest.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Here's the one I teased in mid show. The Tokyo Gas creators are taking on the Elecom Kobe Finies. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm taking Tokyo, and here.
You know what? I was gonna do the same thing too.
Oh my god! What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm looking at again. This is where I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the standings, and I'm looking at really. It's kind of based on, you know, again, it's called the swag method, scientific wild ass guess. But, you know, you got Tokyo that's lost two games in a row. They got beat real bad the first, then get real beat bad the second. I'm thinking they're primed for a victory. You know, Kobe's only, you know, they've tied. That's it. That's all they got. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I thought, and Gerard Evans, like I said, I love what I saw from him in his second outing. And I think it only gets better from here. Again, dual threat QB. You know, defensively, the creators held up for the most part. I think that, and you can definitely argue that Fujitsu is better than Elecom. So, you know, to me, as long as you don't allow splash plays on special teams like IBM did, who's to say you can't win this one? You know,
right.
You might, I mean, Tokyo after week one, you know, maybe they are a secret mid pack team, you know, I mean, that's still, you know, you get a win against Elecom, you're pushed right to the top, right to that fourth spot, or at least fifth.
Right.
You know, I'll have to recalculate, but they're not out of it all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
So you gotta sneak a win here.
Right. Well, and, you know, I mean, again, you know, when you get crushed your first game, you've got nothing to do but improve after that. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm going with the creators here. I'm going to say 24-20. I got the creators with this.
I'm going to go a little bit higher. I'm going to go about 35-3. I'm sorry, 35-30. Sorry.
Whoa. Confidence meter.
35-30.
I was about to say, Greg, confidence meter off the charts. I say, you running a poll with some people in Chicago?
Yeah, no. If let's just say, for instance, if Tokyo does crush them, boy, that's going to completely change, you know, our discussion.
It will.
In 2 weeks.
Right. Well, again, it's all about the mid pack for the most part, unless you sneak a win against those top three teams.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that the creators look decent against Fujitsu, that has to raise a few eyebrows. I mean, it raised John's eyebrows and those of the ISJ, because they were definitely talking about it when we were at least following the game. So
I think that's why
you and I are doing this together. It's just like, hey, screw it. I think they're getting better every week. Yeah. So why not? I'll take it. I'll die by that pick if it goes that way. Why not? So hopefully, John gets a bye this week in terms of picks. Hopefully you and I just go 3-0 and we can recuperate
a little bit. Hey, you know? I'm going, over at CFL Pick'em, I'm like, apparently I'm leading the pack over there. So it could happen. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. My Scott over there is like, how are you doing so great? I go, I'm just literally doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo. That's pretty much me at
this point. Greg, thanks for another good show, man. I always love doing these with you and John. You know, it's been a blast so far. We're only 5 episodes in, and it's been so hard to
believe we're at number 5.
I know.
It wasn't that long. This was just a concept and an idea I bounced off your head. So we're doing pretty good.
This has been fun. You know, I took a gamble this because this is a learning experience every week for me, like I'm saying. So I love coming back here and almost like, here's the research I've learned. Here's what I'm showing to the class.
Well, you know? And I'll be very honest with you. I'm happy to be back because it's been, for me, just, you know, kind of a rough month in terms of just life in general. So it's nice to get back to, you know, and I've had football in the background. It's not like I've been tuning out football, but football hasn't been in the forefront for me. So I'm back in the saddle. It's good to be back in it.
Yeah. Make sure to follow Greg, by the way, at CFL America on Twitter. Also follow Gridiron Japan at Gridiron Japan on Twitter as well. And to subscribe to our new YouTube channel. If you're listening, go check that out and subscribe to us. And you can watch the video versions. If you're watching the video version, like, subscribe, you know, give us a comment, you know, or just do that on Twitter as well. I mean, hey, we love interacting with people about this league, and we keep getting more and more interactions with people as we've gone on. So, you know, let's keep building that discussion as we will and get the X League into more of a brighter light.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're looking for us online, it's gridironjapan.net. And I will this week, my apologies, but I will be updating the website to get all the highlights of all the games that are going to be, you know, all the games past are going to be on there. Again, courtesy of the X League themselves, because they've done a great job. But you can find let's say by the end of tomorrow, you should be able to find all the highlights of all the games played so far on the website. And then, you know, gridironjapantv.net is where you can find our YouTube channel now.
That's right. Make sure to bookmark gridironjapan.net and stay tuned for another episode in a few weeks. Hopefully our picks are correct. We'll have more analysis.
Yeah, they're not, trust me, they ain't going to be correct. Hopefully we get close.
Hey, you don't know.
I don't know.
Don't say that. I want this cast creator's pick to be accurate.
Yeah.
I'm paying. If I'm betting, I'm banking all of it.
Right. I hear you. So I'm hoping too. Fingers crossed.
So long, everyone. Stay tuned for our next episode in 2 weeks. Catch you next time.